soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on March 23rd, 2011. I pledge allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ. I pledge allegiance to the Word of God. I pledge allegiance to Him who died for my sins on the cross, was buried, and rose again. I pledge allegiance to walk with Him, to be found faithful, serving Him, being a blessing to others in His name. There are many things that we need to be committed to, have our allegiance to, and that's to the Lord Himself. And when we don't, when we have other commitments, other priorities, and we're, the scripture is not what we're committed to follow, we'll follow almost anything. And that's what we see happening in these last days preceding the coming of the Lord. We're seeing developing right now the greatest deception the world has ever known, greater than that which was before the flood, greater than that the foundation of original Babylon, greater than that which was through the religious system of Israel and Judah as they rejected the Lord, absorbed foreign gods, and killed the prophets that came calling them back to the Lord. And this is why today I'm calling you to look at yourself. Examine yourself and find out where your allegiance is, because we're seeing many today, men and women, that have an allegiance not to the Lord. They've been drawn away and they're preaching a false gospel. They're merging the house of God, the things of God, with the world. They actually are calling for a dialectic to bring the church into a transition, to call it the transitional church, to bring it into a transformation so that the church has a new identity, they call it. Why? Because they're looking to add to the church. It's called the church growth movement. Sadly, because they're not committed to the scriptures, they're using devices of the world. They're not salt. The salt has lost its savor. And in order to bring in the world, to make them feel comfortable in the environment of where the Word of God should be proclaimed, they're using entertainment, theatrics, storytelling, vanity, and great compromise. This is what's going on today. So the most famous Christian leaders today are actually globalists. Their allegiance is to do good works among all the religions. They're calling for a new world order, a new world religion. And they are bringing a thesis, which would be the Word of God, into an antithesis, which would be the opposing power, bringing them into a process of synthesis or blending to bring a change in the religious world. Is that what the Lord wants? The Lord wants change, all right. But it's according to the standard that's in Jesus. It's according to the standard that's in the Word of God. It's according to the standard of the Spirit of God. So we see today, the Word of God is as a seed that a sower sowed in a field. And that seed is planted in the hearts of people. There's all kinds of different soil. Worldly soil, hard soil, soil that's shallow, that gives up and does not produce fruit, but will give up in the day of persecution and affliction. And these days that we're coming into will be great affliction, great persecution, great tribulation. And this is why the Spirit of God is calling you to examine yourself and make sure that your allegiance is to the Lord. Do you really love the Lord? I'm convinced that the reason why we're here in this age right now, it's because God wants to know, will you serve Him? Will you serve yourself? Will you truly serve the Lord by coming to Him, picking up your cross, denying yourself, and following the Lord? Or are you going to use the Lord by using the things of God for your own pursuits? It's kind of like Saul. Saul was a rebel. He rationalized his disobedience. But God told Saul, and through Samuel, 1 Samuel 15, that obedience is better than sacrifice, and to hearken is better than the fat of rams. Because self-willed is just like idolatry, and to be stubborn is as a sin of witchcraft. Listen, this is what's going on today. Is there are people that are committed to the dragon, the serpent, the devil. And there will be a one-world government. There will be a one-world religion. And their influence is in all sectors of life, business, corporations, government, and religion. And there are people that have gone out professing faith in Jesus, but denying him by their doctrines, by their practices. And they don't love the Lord Jesus Christ. And they're misleading people. That's the severity. We're talking about a religious movement today. Men that have influence over millions of people. Hundreds of thousands of spiritual leaders called pastors, so-called. And they're casting aside their allegiance for the Lord, to be pure before the Lord, to be listening to his voice, to be seeking him, to be pleasing before him, and letting the very works of God being moving through them. That's the difference between the work of God that God does in your life and the works of flesh that man does. God's called you to be yielded to him, following his voice, being led by him. And God will use you in a mighty way, such as you never thought possible. But I'm alarmed, and I'm sounding the alarm about this movement today, the church growth movement, that men and women that want to have a notoriety in the eyes of man, they're compromising. And they're not teaching the Word of God. They're more concerned for crowds than disciples. They're more concerned about honor of man than the honor of God. They're more concerned for money than the eternal riches that are given to those that are faithful. There's men that are very intelligent that have had influence and sway over these religious leaders. And they're using their devices. They've written books that have sold millions of copies. They're part of the institutions that are dedicated to globalism. What are they trying to do? Blend the religious world into the world to where there's no distinction. And we know that that's true. We know that there's so little distinction today in the church world from the world itself. There's just as much adultery, fornication, pornography, drug use, lying, stealing, hatred, pride, self-centeredness, the ways of the flesh. And here's the thing, from the beginning of the church, which meant the called out, Jesus Christ, the head of the church, came, offered himself as a ransom for many, bore our sins upon himself on a cross, according to the scriptures, was buried for 3 days, according to scriptures, and was raised again. And this is clear that in Romans 6, that if any man be in Christ, he's dead to himself and been buried. But like Christ was raised from the dead, even so should that person be raised by the Spirit of God, by the Father of glory. We raise him into new life. And that's power, ladies and gentlemen. God has not called us to walk in iniquity or in sin. But he that sins is the slave to sin. But he whom the Son makes free is free indeed. And this is the gospel. But this is not preached today for the most part. People want to continue in their sin that grace may abound, and God forbid. How can you do that? Don't you know that as many as been baptized into Christ, been baptized into his death? So a dead man is freed from sin. Not that we're sinless, but the Lord Jesus Christ is calling you to be set free from sin and death, from corruption that's in the world through lust. And he delivers you from the kingdom of darkness and translates you into the kingdom of his dear Son, through the power of Jesus Christ. The flesh needs to be crucified. in its ways, and we put off the old man, and we put on the new man that's renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. And God has literally ordained the works for us that we should walk in them. Our works are wrought by God, not flesh. And this is what we have. We have people that are completely natural, unregenerated people in religious centers called churches, but they're more religious clubs. And now there's men determined to merge the faith of Christianity into the world religious system. And you have to make a decision today. Where's your allegiance? Follow the Lamb. Follow the Lamb. Jesus is the one that has laid down his life for you. Jesus has bought you by his own blood, by the precious blood of the Lamb. Your life is no longer your own. So we have on one side, we have people that are going about doing the law, keeping the law, working out of their flesh, trying to please God. And if we could do that, Jesus Christ would have never needed to die for our sins and been resurrected. And on the other hand, we have a religious people that are completely unregenerated. They've never crucified the flesh. They've never had the power of God bringing transformation in their life. But they're talking about a social transformation. So Satan, the dragon, is planting seeds today of another gospel. Tares. They're goats. And ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to be a goat. You want to be a child of the living God. It's called into liberty. But don't use your liberty as a cloak of maliciousness. This is what the scriptures teach. Examine today. Open your eyes. Ask God that he would grant you a heart that would allow you to have eyes that see and perceive, and having ears hearing that you would understand. The deception that's in the world today is so profound. You're going to have to make a decision to be dedicated to the truth of God, which is in the scriptures. And you have to study the scriptures and commit yourself that you will not deny the Lord. And there's a cost. There's a cost for following the Lord. You'll be ostracized. You'll be falsely accused, just like they did Jesus, just like they did all his faithful ones throughout the generations, ladies and gentlemen. But this is the day that the Lord has called his people to rise and shine, and let the glory of the Lord rise upon you, and let the glory of the Lord be seen upon you, because darkness is coming, gross darkness upon the people, but the light of the Lord shall be upon you. You walk as children of light, not as children of darkness. We're not to be asleep. We're not to be in a league with the devil, the dragon. We're not to be aligned with the liars that promote a false gospel. Paul the Apostle talked about how God had entrusted him with the gospel, whereby he spoke. God has given us the gospel of his dear Son, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what we speak, because God tries our heart. And we ought to please God and not man. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Because all the things written by all the holy prophets and the apostles are coming to pass in our day. The things of our Lord. And behold, he said, I have told you before, that when you see these things come to pass, you will remember I have told you of them. A faithful Lord who bought you by his own precious blood of great sufferings at the hand of a religious people and the erring government of the world. You need to trust him. Allow him to be the author and the perfecter of your faith, and he will keep you unto the end. I pledge allegiance to the Lord of glory. This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on August 21st, 2015, early this morning, as I'm resting and being quiet for the Lord. The Lord prompts me of an audio I have done a long time ago called I Pledge Allegiance. I Pledge Allegiance. And I am broadcasting this program again because of the principles of this word were so profound. And as the Lord has called me to talk about this today, what does allegiance mean? What is it? Where's your allegiance? Where should it be? These are things that you've got to know. An allegiance, this is the dictionary definition, the loyalty of a citizen to his or her government, or of a subject to his or her sovereign. It's interesting, as you heard that definition, how did it strike you? Are you looking to the loyalty of your national citizenship or your spiritual citizenship? Because the Word of God tells us that we're travelers, pilgrims, that our citizenship is in heaven. And I dare say that so many people make the foolish mistake to trust in man, to trust in government of man, and like the Herodians written about in the scripture, when the people of God were to have God as their king, with his Messiah as their Lord, their King, the Anointed One. But even as in ancient times, the historic religious people that were rejected by the Lord, and the law, and its ordinances, and the temple, all of that thing was ground to powder, not one stone being upon another that was not thrown down, obliterated. But in the ancient times, 1 Samuel chapter 15, the people had insisted on a king, not God, the invisible one, who reigns, who sits on heaven as a throne, no, with earth as his footstool. They insisted on having a king just like all the other nations. They wanted to be just like everybody else. God going ahead and gave him a king, King Saul, the rebel, who ruled after his own imagination and disobeyed the word of the Lord and the command of the Lord, and was rejected of the Lord. He was willful in his disobedience. His self-will was idolatry. His stubbornness was as witchcraft. Read it, 1 Samuel 15. And God tore the kingdom from him. When he spared the king and he spared the animals that God said to destroy everything, and I'm going to offer a sacrifice to the Lord. Obedience is better than sacrifice, and to hearken better than the fat of rams. And the same thing is taught in the book of Proverbs, because obviously Solomon, the son of David, King David, was after God's own heart, replaced Saul, the rebel, which was figurative of the coming Jesus, because even David called the Messiah his Lord. Where's your loyalty? Are you looking to man? Are you caught up in all the theater that's on TV, the news, the radio, all the banter, all the discussion of this one compared to that one? Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't understand, God, first of all, has called you to be under his authority, and you are to pray for the civil leaders of the natural world. But God's in control. Who goes in? He rises up one and sets him down. He gives them sight. He gives them blindness according to his will. And he sends tyrannical leaders for judgment upon a wicked people. That's right. You think it's just because of the way people voted that you have an evil leader that's an antichrist, that's full of lies and deceit and fraud and lawlessness? That's just reflecting the people of large of the nations. Your allegiance better be to Jesus Christ. It should be. And that every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, Kyrios, Master, to the glory of God the Father. And Jesus' example was to lay down his life, even to the point of death, following explicitly the directions and the will of the Father. We're bought by the precious blood of Jesus. He owns us. You belong to him. And we ought to be as dear children, following him, imitating him, like children, for such is the kingdom of heaven. I pledge allegiance to the Lord. I pledge allegiance to his word, which is higher than his name. I devote myself
absolutely everything about me, every single desire, passion, will, and thing I do and say and think and imagine, to bring glory to my Father who loves me, and I love him. And I'm learning, he's saying I'm his friend. And he's showing things that are to come through the Holy Spirit. And the prophecies are literally coming to pass, even immediately. Fear the Lord. Come into alliance and allegiance with the Lord Jesus Christ. For all the kings of the earth, every single nation is in fornication, is in compromise, is in union with the great harlot, the whore, Babylon, the mother of abominations of the whole earth. And she's mixed a cup of the wrath of her fornication and given it to the nations. And the nations are drunk with the iniquities of sin and debauchery. And God's beautiful artwork of his creation that he said in the beginning is very good. And the fall has happened, and God sent redemption through his only begotten Son, Jesus. Even from the foundation of the earth, Jesus was crucified from the beginning. That you could have redemption from the fall, from the satanic dragon deception, that man can do his own will and be as a god, and tasting of and having knowledge and experience and becoming one with good and evil. No. The Lord does not want you to know evil. He wants you to know him, know righteousness, glory in the cross. Have your allegiance with Jesus, not a political leader that's in bed. It's all smoke and mirrors. You don't see the forces behind the scenes. People don't, you need a discerning eye that only the Lord can give you, that he only gives those that are seeking him, that are like children. He hides it from the wise and the prudent. He reveals it to the babes, the powers that be, the rich men, the great men, the mighty men, the men that are leaders of groups of people. They control these men, these props. They tell them what to do. They tell them what to say. They tell them where to go. And they follow their instructions. This is what's going on. And you think you're going to spend your time and energy and money and vote this one in and that one in? We have such foolish thinking. The people have debauchery thinking that they can't even think straight. They think crooked. They think evil is good. They think down is up. They think left is right. They got it all mixed up. They hate God because they'll tell him otherwise. God's a God of truth, but they choose lies and myths and delusion and deception. No wonder why God sends evil leaders to you, both secular and spiritual. Oh, the false Christs are coming. They're here. The false prophets and apostles and the false shepherds and the false teachers. They're here. The false religious system, the church world, they're just like synagogues. It's a place. The Lord never told you to go to church. He told you to be the church. And you'll never make it right when you disobey Jesus, when you're contrary to his word. You owe your allegiance to Jesus. We're in the last days. The refining is here. You're going to be purged. You're going to be refined. Some of you will be martyred. Some of you will be killed. Some of you will be thrown in jail. Some of you will be beaten in religious centers. Have you not heard as it was written? A man that seems to speak common sense, Trump. Do you really think that a man's going to be allowed to violate all this agenda they put in place for so long? They take out people. They assassinate people. And people have sudden illnesses. Heart disease, stroke, whatever they can pull off. But you better put your confidence and trust in the Lord. Pray for these people, yes. Entangle yourself, no. Spend your time wisely. Align yourself with the Lord. I will follow you, Lord. I pick up my cross. I deny myself. And I will follow you, Lord. Thank you.
Stay tuned for To The Point Report with Trevor Davis. RealtyReportNetwork.com.
And this is To The Point Report with Trevor Davis on August 21st, 2015. Here are the headlines. Today, again, another day, stocks decline, fall, plummet. Very powerful adjectives. Ladies and gentlemen, let's read this one. As reported by Associated Press today, sinking currencies point to jitters about emerging economies. The damage spans the globe. Thailand's baht, Kazakhstan's tenge, South Africa's rand, Peru's nuevo sol. China, of course, devalued their currency. Vietnam has devalued their currency for the third time this year. In emerging markets worldwide, currencies are plunging over fears that developing economies are on the verge of crippling fall. Success stories until recently, emerging economies are seen as casualties now. Things change, weathers change. Of slower growth in China, plunging prices for commodities like oil and iron ore, the prospect of higher U.S. interest rates and homegrown threats. The damage has spilled across oceans with turmoil jolting investors in New York, Tokyo, and Europe. Investors there worry that China and other major emerging economies will reduce their imports. They also fear a trade disrupting currency war as some countries desperately lower their currency's value to gain a competitive edge. A lower priced currency makes a country's goods cheaper for foreigners. The Dow Jones Industrials plunged 328 points today, almost 300 points yesterday, and we're down almost 1,000 points just in recent time, week. Nearly 2% in early afternoon trading Friday on top of a 358-point drop Thursday. It's down more than 6.5% in the past month. Tokyo's Nikkei index shed 3% Friday. China dropped 6.2%, I might add. And another story, crude oil. Commodities falling. Crude oil is down in the longest downturn in 29 years. And another article regarding the economies of the world is reported by CNBC. The U.S. stocks traded about 2% lower on Friday, extending a recent rout, as concerns about slowing global growth continue to pressure investor sentiment. Right now, there's a feeling of fear in the marketplace, and all news is interpreted negatively and is interpreted indiscriminately, said Tom Deeganen, head of U.S. equities at UBS Global Asset Management. The major averages accelerated selling in early afternoon, nearing correction territory, and on track for their worst week since 2011. Earlier, the averages briefly attempted to have lost half the losses in mid-morning trade. Listen to this. Now listen closely to the words of these stories. The Fed has created such a mixed message that people don't know what to do with their money, said a strategist, TD Ameritrade. What's going on? Killahan said investors should start paying attention now that the VIX is above 20 and that anything over 25 indicates true fear. Still, we're coming off such a quiet market. Sometimes there's an overcorrection, he said. Listen, the S&P 500 fell through the support levels to below 2,000, off more than 6% from its 52-week high. The index is off more than 3% for the year so far. Listen to this. As of Friday morning, 28% of the S&P 500 was in a bear market. It's more of the same, said Peter Buchbar, chief market analyst at the Lindsay Group. From a technical perspective, we broke 2040 on the S&P 500, the lower end of the trading range. And Arizona sheriff was told that drug cartels control American soil, even 30 miles from Phoenix.
I'm Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com. This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.